Machaber tells us that Krochim Hamukofim Cholmem Yemos Yehoshua ben Nun Afil Einon Mukofin Achshav Karin Betesvav. Although we are going to be reading, as we always do, on the 14th day, month of Adar, there are those that typically read on the 15th. And those are cities in which had walls around them from the times of Yeshua and Nun, even though at this time, even if they don't have walls now, it doesn't matter as long as there were walls then. So why do we generally make this difference where some people are reading on the 14th and some people called Shushan Purim read on the 15th? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Ki bezman Mordechai be'es hanes, when it came to the miracle, which we'll be reading about tomorrow night, it says, quote, Shayehudim shebechol mokom nilchamu biyom yud gimel, that the Bnei Israel defended themselves on the 13th day of Adar, benochu biyom yud dalet, and being successful in this battle, they were able to relax on the 14th. We also mishnah v'simcha, to commemorate this victory, we have Purim on the 14th. However, while we were celebrating on the 14th, Rosh Hashan was not the case. Nitan liyehudim lilochim imo akum gam biyom yudalad. It took an additional day. So while we were rejoicing and celebrating on the 14th, right? So they were fighting, and therefore they did not start celebrating v'asu yom tov ad tesvav. And therefore, that's the reason why there's this difference between the 14th and those who were in Shushan, or Shushan Purim, the 15th. We keep on, and since shiv'osu zman nechchu shnei yomim, since even then, the way it was done originally, that everything was split into two, v'lchein, therefore, kishikava Mordechai v'Esther, v'askamas ha'ashe k'nesas ha'gadolo, l'kva Purim l'doros, when they decided to establish Purim for all future generations, chilku gamkein osu l'shnei yomim, therefore it was okay for them to divide it to 2 days. V'hayroyal l'sakein, shikol ir shehi mukefes choma k'mo shushan, yedoma l'shushan l'asos b'tesvav, and therefore any city in which is similar to Shushan, in which has a wall around it, they will then read the Megillah on the 15th. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, technically, it's interesting that the first Mishnah of Megillah says it's from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. It would maybe be more appropriate that it should be from the days of Achashverosh. Why is it say from the days of Yeshua ben Nun? So the Mishnah Berurah basically explains that, of course, this is the time in which the Bnei Israel were in Golos. And the base of Mikdash, unfortunately, was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, and therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, there was not much happening as far as Judaism, and it was completely desolate and destroyed. And therefore, for this reason, in which would end up looking as Chutz La'aretz, the cities outside of Israel were more prominent, and therefore that wouldn't have looked nice. Okay, and therefore, Tiknu L'chabot Eretz Yisrael, therefore, to show the proper respect for Eretz Yisrael that it deserves, Shekol ir shehimu kefes mimos Yeshua ben Nun yikru b'tesvav. They go back to the Yeshua ben Nun, in which, of course, we entered Eretz Yisrael. Amal pi she'ein mukafos achshav, and it doesn't matter even if the walls are not there now. Veshar b'yudalad, everyone, such as ourselves, 14th. Except for Shushan, the question is, if that's so, then maybe Shushan itself, Shushan was not a walled city in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. It was walled maybe in the days of Achashverosh. So why would, if you lived in Shushan, would you read on the 15th? After all, there was no wall around it from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So Mr. Bruce says, obviously, that's exactly how it happened in that city. So obviously, you're going to read the Megillah on the 15th. Or maybe I shouldn't say obviously, because sometimes they don't. And this gets to the difficulty with Shabbos, that typically we don't have to worry about this, that a person is going to, should a person read the Megillah on Shabbos, at least where we are here, because never will the 14th day of Adar fall out on Shabbos. The Ilu Yudal Yeshu L'chol B'Shabbos, so says Mishnah Berurah, it can't happen. However, but it's possible, and it is happening right now, that even though it's the 14th for us and everything is fine, the problem is those who typically read on the 15th, in Yerushalayim, what are they going to do? Because they're not supposed to read the Megillah on Shabbos because of the Gezerah of Hashem and Berenu, that possibly one will carry it in a community where there's no Erev, so that they'll be able to learn how to read it. So on this, the Mechaber tells us this idea, which is called Purim Meshulash, which is actually a 3-day Purim. So if you like Purim, here's 3 days. And there's a lot to discuss about this, and of course this is not necessarily pertinent to us because we're not in a walled city or Yerushalayim in this area, but nonetheless it's very worthwhile hearing it and understanding the discussion, the tremendous discussion that's happening on this particular year. So he says as follows, Yom Tes Vav Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, such as this year, that Shabbos is the 15th day, Adar, Ein Korin HaMegillah B'Shabbos, those people who lived in a walled city are not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos, as we said, because of a rabbinical decree. Ela makdimin likrosab erev Shabbos. Rather, they will read the Megillah just like we're doing the same day, which is on Friday. The question is, when do they do the other things? So there's a lot to discuss, but I'll just read the words of the Mechaber. He says, V'govin ma'os matanos aniyim, matanos levionim, v'mechalkim osim bo b'yom. So he says that when it comes to the giving of matanos levionim, that should be done as well on Friday. V'yom Shabbos, on Shabbos itself, there's also an element of Purim for those who live in these areas, in this area. V'yom Shabbos, motzin shnei svarim, they'll take out a regular, their first Sefer Torah, which they read the Parshas HaShavua, and the second one, v'sheni karin v'yavo amolek, which is what we typically read on Purim, which we'll be reading on Friday morning. V'omrim al hanisim, they'll also be reciting al hanisim on Shabbos in their benching, as well as Shmon Esrei. V'ein osin su'udas Purim, Ad Yom Echad B'Shabbos, but they will not have their Seudah until Sunday. So therefore, this is what's called the Purim Shavuos. There's 3 days of Purim in a row, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So as the Mechaber says, on Friday they read the Megillah, on Shabbos there's certain things that they have to do, such as the resetting of Al Nisim, as well as from the Sefer Torah, and on Sunday they have their Seudah. Whole lot of confusion, and not everyone agrees to this. So, starting off with the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of the Yerushalmi and asks the question, why do we have to wait until Sunday to have Seudas Purim? If the whole issue, so have it on Shabbos, it's a big deal. So this is a question the Yerushalmi asks, and this is what he asks. V'yasu osam b'Shabbos, let it be then. So Amar Lei, so the answer the Yerushalmi says is, it says he may mishtek siv. Es Shesimchasu tluya beveistin yotzezeh, which is Shabbos. Shesimchasu bidei shemayim hi. When it says the Megillah Esther, you shall have a suda, it means that the beistin that they're instituting that you should have a meal, which is something which is unique. But on Shabbos, we already are instructed through various psukim that a person is supposed to have a suda on Shabbos, and therefore to have a suda on Shabbos for Purim is not something which a person would actually fulfill because it's already being done for the sake of Shabbos. So just one thought about this. There's a couple other pieces, but I don't want to get too much into it. We'll talk more about this on Shabbos. That the Piskei Tshuvos says, that not everyone agrees with this, as I mentioned, that when it comes to Sunday, even though the Mechaber says that the Suda should be on Sunday, some hold, such as the opinion of the Rambam, that Shechiv Mitzvah Sudas Purim Hu B'Shabbos. For some reason, you have to understand why he doesn't have a problem with Yerushalmi, that a person could actually fulfill their mitzvah of the Suda on Shabbos. And yet there are other opinions, such as the Darkei Moshe, that say that they hold Sudas Purim Chiyuv B'Yom Vav. The question is, what's right? The Mechaber who says have it on Sunday, the Rambam who says have the Suda on Shabbos, or the Darkei Moshe and others who say you should have it on Friday. So, what can you imagine should a person do halach l'maisa? So he says, the Yori Shemayim, the Anshi Maiser, also those who like a nice meal, or three in a row, Lotzei Sidei Kulam, how can a person fulfill all of them? So he discusses that even on Friday, they should increase a little bit Ksas B'Suda, and they should also rejoice, and they should also fulfill the mitzvah of Shalchmanos Matanos Avionim, as the Mechaber says they should do anyway on Friday. But he says also on Shabbos, a person should, even though you're already having your meal, but you can add a little bit to your meal, L'Kavod Purim, for an honor Purim, that's okay. Furthermore, interestingly, which gets into other halakhic problems, that on Shabbos, in addition to potentially fulfilling this idea, as the Rambam says, of having the Suda on Purim on Shabbos, also, v'sholchin misholch manos echad. He says you can give sholch manos on Shabbos. And even though there's difficulties, it's maybe Uvda Dechol, or maybe the same issue, if you give it to someone, maybe they'll carry it, or there's issues of giving gifts on Shabbos for various reasons. So the Mepharshim say that maybe only in an area where there is an Eruv, And that's the reason why he says here, you should only give one and not many, so this way you can monitor it. Nonetheless, he says, on Sunday, Yom Aleph Mekayamim Iker Sutnas Purim V'Mishalach Manos. So therefore, to be able to make sure to fulfill all these different questions, some actually have a Suda on all 3 days. So a couple of things we're going to discuss is, on Shabbos, we'll discuss the issue of a bar mitzvah. We're going to discuss if a child in a walled city this Shabbos turns bar mitzvah, and the question is with regard to his fulfilling of the Megillah. We'll get more into that question a couple days from now.